Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Clutch My Pearls, the podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the erotic fiction that my friends are reading. As always, I'm joined with Vanessa and Barbara.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This week we have a Vanessa book. Mm-hmm. And earlier when we were at our day job, mm-hmm. Vanessa was just like, get fucking ready.
I feel like you were not really how it was.
She stood up and she like put her hands on the table and she was like real serious about it. Like, get ready.
Yeah. Like I kind of got scared, but I kind of liked it too.
It was alarming. But you're doing this a lot with your books and it's not that the books aren't living up to it because oh my God.
Yeah.
But I don't know what this could be.
I think it's that you're cheesing with it, that you're liking it.
Yeah.
Like you're kicking your little feet.
You got really excited about the stalker one though, which I'm still obsessed with because it was just such a slow follow through of Emily and I being like, this guy, if he wanted to, he would. Oh, I'm cheesing. I love him. And then we're like, oh, he's like clinically insane. Yeah. Like, this is not okay.
But then, oh, he's a billionaire. Okay, never mind. It's all fine.
Listen, they're extenuating circumstances.
Everything's fine now, you know.
That's what happens when you're in love.
Sure.
That's true.
Sure.
That's true.
You do wild things.
You could tell also, like, when I re-listened to that episode, it doesn't come across like, in that, but I know I felt it, but I kept being like, I don't want this because I was home alone that weekend. Then I realized I was like,
we left and we were like, sleep with one eye open.
And I was just like, oh, okay, well, hopefully no one breaks into the house while I'm asleep, you know? But I realized I was like, oh, because when I was listening, I was like, why do I keep hammering that in of like, I don't want this IRL? But I was like, oh, because I was home alone and I was scared. Oh.
Otherwise you would.
Oh my, only from Jeff.
Do you have a hard time sleeping when you're home alone?
I sleep on Jeff's side of the bed if he's not here.
That's so cute. You guys then should get married.
Yeah, we should get married.
Too late. Mm-hmm.
What do we got going on, Vanessa? I'm excited.
Okay, so I said that I didn't want to read the synopsis.
She was like, I'm not going to give you the synopsis. And we were like, well, how are we going to interrupt? Okay, we'll get it, but not right away.
Yes, I'm going to read the synopsis, but I want to tell you the beginning, like the opening of the book. Mm-hmm. And then I'll read the synopsis.
Do we know the title before it?
Oh, yeah, it's called Birthday Girl.
Oh, okay. Birthday Girl.
What could that be?
Is she in a birthday suit?
Is there an age gap?
Oh, you did ask me.
Wait,
something.
Birthday girl.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, wait. I feel like it's an age gap because birthday girl, like, what do you think of? Not mafia. You just think like, she's 18.
Uh-oh. I remember you were testing my limits earlier in the week where you were like, what do you think about this? And I was like, I'm okay with that. And then you're like, what about this? I was like, I don't know. But there was some family relations. Okay, continue. Okay,
well,
set the scene.
I was thinking about doing a couple of different books.
Okay.
I wonder if it's by the same person. It might be, and it is a taboo relationship. So I wanted to ask you how you felt about it before I decided to do it.
I didn't get asked. You got to be in the room in the
secret room with her eating lunch. Yeah.
I was trying to remember if I asked you. I guess I didn't ask you.
You might have, honestly. Yeah. It's really hard to say.
Yeah. I asked a couple of people, though, just to, like, see. And some, test like, the waters. How we feeling? People.
Did you test this one more or less than you tested how you feel about insane stalkers?
Yeah, I didn't test anybody on that.
I don't think she realized that it was insane until we had our reactions.
No.
She was like, totally this is great.
She was like, I love it.
Well, it's just hockey.
The problem is that it's okay if it's mafia, but it's weird if it's hockey.
But
so.
Then it's okay if it's billionaire.
No, there's still, I don't care if it's mafia. Don't rub cum on my lips while I'm sleeping. Right. And I don't even, no.
Yeah.
No.
So, obviously, like, that is just, like, a toe in the water. Like, there's some books that are, you know, they're really crazy. So,
I was just
testing to see how you guys felt before.
we ran a whole lot of feelings on that episode.
I love it.
Okay, Birthday Girl.
So, it's by Penelope Douglas.
Oh, no.
Do you know this name?
Oh, no. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Do you know that name?
Yes. Have I read this? Oh, fuck.
Okay. Oh, no.
Okay.
Is this, like, a well-known author?
I think all of her books are pretty fucked up.
I've read something by her because I remember the name. I might have read this one, but I don't remember the title of what it was.
Birthday Girl by Penelope Douglas.
I remember being a little scandalized, and I was cheesing, though, too. So, oh, God. All right, let's see. Let's see what happens.
Okay, I was hesitant to say the author, but I'm glad that you can't remember.
As usual.
Yeah. Okay, so Jordan is the main character.
Uh-huh.
You don't know?
I don't remember. I'm trying so hard.
She just got off of work, and she doesn't have a ride. And it's like midnight. She works at a bar, so she doesn't get off till 2. So her boyfriend's not answering the phone.
Standing outside the bar. Bar's closed.
No. It's midnight. The bar stays open till 2. She got cut. Yeah.
How old is Jordan?
She's 19.
Oh, no.
19.
Oh, no.
Okay, keep going.
Her boyfriend's not picking up. Who does she call?
Yeah, he's kind of a piece of shit. So he's not answering, so she's like, fuck it, I'm just going to go to, like, a midnight movie.
Okay.
And
I totally read this. Oh, no. Okay, I won't say anything.
She, it's her birthday.
And he's not picking her up on her birthday?
MIA.
Well, he thinks she's working till 2.
Still, he should be at the bar. It's her birthday. Like,
he should. Yeah, if I
wasn't everybody, it's her birthday.
He's a piece of shit.
That's true.
I say he's a piece of shit.
You would go to True Foods to stalk somebody that you cared about.
Hello. Just have that possibility of seeing them.
Hello.
Okay. So her boss gives her, like, a bottle of wine and some donuts. And she's like, I'm just going to go see. It's like a midnight showing of Evil Dead. She's, like, super obsessed with the 80s.
Love it.
And she goes to the movies and she's like, there's hardly anybody in there. And she spills her wine, drops her phone, and it's like those stadium seats. So her phone goes down.
Oh, dear.
And so she goes down a couple of rows and she's like looking, whatever. Obviously, she doesn't have a flashlight because she doesn't have her phone.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. And she's like down on her knees. She's like looking through and she's not wearing panties,
you know, just short skirt.
I think
you
she's
know how you are.
Just shorts or something.
She'd be wearing anything. We don't know.
She runs into a guy and he helps her.
Uh-huh.
Find her phone.
What a gentleman.
What a nice guy.
It's covered in wine, and he's like, what is going on? Why do you have wine? You know, because it's a movie theater.
Bro, don't worry about it. Give me my phone.
She's like, it's my birthday, and my boss gave me wine, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, okay, well, you can sit with me if you want to.
Mm-hmm. You can sit in my lap if you want.
Ooh.
She's about to leave.
What? How old is he?
She's about to leave, but she notices her ex-boyfriend's, like, walking in with, like, a girl, and it was not good.
That's why she's dating someone shitty now.
It was a bad breakup.
Yes.
Do we know how long ago that breakup was?
Maybe, like, a year ago.
I bet he was a Scorpio.
Enough time to be with a fuckboy.
Yeah.
Just as, like, a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
He's,
just
like,
some
a
guy who
jock, and he would, like, I think he would smack her around and...
Mm.
I don't know. He just wasn't, like, the nicest guy.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
so
not hit her, but, like,
he broke her down enough that she's dating a shitty guy now.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. So, obviously, she doesn't want to, like, cause any attention to herself. So, she's like, I'm just going to sit down with this guy. Like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the universe just says, girl.
Sit down.
Take a chance.
Yeah. Take a chance on love.
Yeah.
So, they're talking. The movie hasn't started yet.
Uh-huh.
He's in construction. She's studying for landscaping.
And their DNA was changed.
Yes. And she whips out these donuts that her boss gave her for her birthday because it was all.
What a good boss.
Yeah,
what,
she's really sweet.
What flavor donuts?
It's like a.
Does this come up?
I'm trying to help.
It's a medley.
You want details. Okay, great.
Some glaze, some sprinkles.
Oh. Is this like a Regal Theaters, AMC? Do we have food? Is it an Alamo Draft House?
I think it's just a regular one.
Okay, okay.
This is a small town. Okay. Small, okay. Small town.
Just a tinsel town.
Is she cold in the AC? Do you have any other questions? We good?
I'm listening. I'm being so good.
I'm not. Okay.
So he knows it's her birthday and he lights a match and puts it in one of the donuts so she can make a wish. Yeah, it was really sweet.
I love it.
Yeah. Amazing. They definitely have like some good moments and some good banter or whatever. They watch the movie and they're both like kind of like... It's weird how comfortable I'm being with, like, a total stranger, like, mm-hmm. watching a movie.
When you find each other in every lifetime, you start to recognize
yes.
soul in me and the soul in you. When you yes. brought the matches for my donuts, oh you my knew.
Just, like, happened soul to be, like, ready. Just, like, the universe pulled you to, like, just mm-hmm. go spend your night doing this.
Sent yeah. in your shitty ex to make sure that...
So, they're waiting for the movie to start.
So, the movie
ends. Did you make a wish?
Yes. Oh, I'm glad you asked because you. She always makes the same wish. Okay, so Jordan's... I'll tell you later. She's lived a rough life.
Okay.
So she always makes a wish that she hopes the next day will be better than today.
I love that.
But aww. In this moment, she makes a different wish.
Oh.
Because of...
Where she's at right now. She's like, this is a good moment.
Yes.
Did she say, like, I wish every moment could be like this?
Basically.
Oh.
Yeah. So the movie ends and they're leaving uh-huh. and he kind of...
What does he look like?
She's trying to figure it out in the movies because it's dark, you know, uh-huh. but he like catches her like sneaking on him. Yeah. But...
Doesn't he have like a leather jacket or something?
No.
Well, he's
no.
a bad boy construction okay. worker.
I felt like I remembered something about a jacket.
He definitely has tattoos. He's okay, tall.
The tattoos. Jacket.
Tan.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. Maybe a little cardigan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got brown hair... Hazel eyes.
Okay. I'm going to picture the guy from The Gentleman because I didn't get to
yes, that's
time.
A good, yes.
But he's more Beth.
Was somebody upset about Ben Affleck?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, he was the one that you liked because he was a dick.
Mm, yeah.
That they needled each
oh,
other.
Oh, his name was Ben.
I think it was.
I already don't remember. We talked about this. It was I'm the so lawyers. Dumb tonight.
Ben
no,
Tate?
I know it was the lawyer. Ben Tate, yeah. Right, you're right. You're right. Right. It's basically your book. Okay, yep.
Okay, so what's his name? Was it again? What again? Oh, I don't have my notes this time.
She doesn't know. Oh. We haven't said. They okay. haven't exchanged names.
Okay.
But they're walking out and he says something like, Poltergeist is playing here in a couple of weeks. And if I see you, I'll be sure to sit for higher ground to like get away from the wine. It was just a joke. Oh. But it's his way of saying like,
I want to see
like,
you.
Let's hang out again.
I'm going to be here.
I'll run into
she,
you.
He knows. Okay. So I don't know if they say, but she says how old she's turning. And of course he's like, oh my God. And she thinks he's like 30, but he's 38. Mm. Yeah.
And she's 19?
19. Newly 19.
Oof.
She's fresh.
It's a book and he's not breaking into her apartment to rub stuff on her lips, so it's good.
I wish I kind of like I like that there's the age gap. Also for all of our video listeners, I keep slipping down and coming back up. So as you keep seeing my camera, it's probably just yeah. So if you see me just slowly look like I'm in an elevator, it's fine.
It's a feature, not a problem.
Yeah. Back to our audio. I like an age gap, but I like a late 20s, early yeah, 30s to obviously. Like 50-year-old.
Yeah.
In real
obviously
life.
Obviously in my real life too. because I'm 28, guys. What? Mm-hmm. Or 38. Mm-hmm. But something about the 19
yeah,
to,
young.
To 37.
It's
because
a
like she
literal
can't even drink.
Teenager.
Yeah.
She can. She is drinking wine. So there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, right. She can sneak wine.
Yeah. It's a small town, so she's definitely drinking.
Okay. I'm still not mad at it.
If I knew a 19-year-old in real life who was dating a 38-year-old, I would be like,
yeah.
Yeah. Especially when you're 19. Well, I don't know.
I mean, I remember being, ooh. I yeah. mean, yeah, there were a lot of.
Let's not talk about it.
There's a lot of stuff that, like, you know, you think back to where you're like, okay, I was 19 and that guy was older. Or even, shit, even stuff where you're like, I was 17 and that guy was like 30 something and he fucking knew how old we were. But when you're 17,
you don't have the perspective.
And you think like, I'm so fucking cool and mature. Like, mm-hmm. I've got this. But then you're like, I was a dipshit. Mm-hmm. Still am, but yeah. Just I'm older.
It's one of those things where, yeah, everyone's an adult. It's not an immediate like, call the police, but like it's real. Ooh,
yeah, it makes you think. And I think that's the point, though.
Yeah,
because I think if it was late 20s,
yeah,
late 40s,
it even, wouldn't be as
it wouldn't be taboo. Ooh,
right.
Yeah. It wouldn't be, you wouldn't even bat an eyelash at it.
So this author pushes the boundaries a mm-hmm. little bit. She does it to where it's yes. not illegal, but it's or does she have some shit that's illegal?
Yeah,
scandalous.
Scandalous, yeah.
I like these, like a taboo.
Yeah.
Somebody else think of that game. With a little buzzer.
Yeah. You should get one of those and then whenever we speak, just
or do those for my book. So her phone rings and it's Cole.
Cole, her boyfriend. Shitty lover.
Yes. Mm. She picks up the phone and she's like, hello, and he's not there. And then she says his name and then
he's in a fucking cement pit because the construction worker already killed him.
Yay! He set him on fire.
He killed him while the we knew was
this
ending.
Is the shortest podcast
he
ever.
He had an alibi. He's fucking dead.
What are the good people at Goodreads?
Tell your construction workers. So her phone rings and it's Cole.
Right.
And she says his name and then the line goes dead.
Ooh. Just and like Cole.
Dead skis.
R.I.P.
So, mystery movie guy goes, is your boyfriend's name Cole? And she says, yeah. And he says, Cole Lawson? And she says, yeah. And she goes, do you know him? And he goes, my name's Pike Lawson.
It's his dad. Oh, yes. It's his dad.
There's no way I didn't just clip out. But
Oh my God. It's his dad. Oh, I love it. Okay, I'm back in. I'm in deeper.
I'm back in.
I'm back. What's up? And he works in construction because that's what the mafia does. Is they own a bunch of construction companies, so he's a mafia guy. I love it. I'm back.
I made that up. We love it.
I don't think that happens, but okay.
Oh. Are you still thinking Theo from The Gentlemen? Who are you thinking? Ben Affleck.
I mean, because there still is like, okay, so he's 30-something.
38.
And so he had him as 20. Mm-hmm. I'm going, well, we're just babies, so, you know. Oh, my God, could you imagine if I had a...
19?
No. I wouldn't be here doing a podcast with you, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, my God.
Hey, if the laws were different, good.
Jesus.
But I got it in at the last minute. Anyways, you know, support women's rights, you know, whatever. But
women's wrongs.
You know, like, it was fine. It was traumatic. It's fine. Anyways, that's fucking crazy.
You know what's also fucking crazy is that we are witches and we got an email yesterday.
Yeah. Was it suggesting this book?
It was a different one because I didn't recognize it. But
I didn't either. But they were like, you guys should do this age gap where she revenge fucks his dad.
I literally thought of this book. I was like, cheats. I read one like that, but like not
yeah.
a while back.
And obviously I had already planned on doing this book. Oh. So I was literally like tee-heeing so hard and wanting, obviously, Brent was like, are you going to tell Emily? And I was like, no.
No, you got to save the reveal for this, yeah, so Barbara can scream directly into the mic and then not know how to fix it later.
Duh.
It felt like UFC 300, where everybody like
Joe Rogan.
I'm so glad I was in on it. That was so fun.
So you've read this book.
Yes,
you remember.
100% yes.
I love it.
Oh, I love
when
it.
When two become one.
I can still picture him, yeah. Because, I mean, he's probably that age IRL. I'll just put a little gray in his face.
Theo, what's his face?
Oh, yeah. He's not gray. He's Theo 38.
James. Yeah, but I guess. That's true. Again, listen. Also, Jeff also has, I guess I technically have like a stepdaughter that's that age, 18.
You're on real thin ice.
But I'm still a baby, you know?
You just stop so while true. You're ahead.
I don't know.
Some people who are wonderful, loving husbands go gray very early.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You never know.
Brody doesn't have any gray.
He does.
Eric does. Jeff only has it in his beard.
Anyway. He doesn't look gray, though.
Who?
Theo? Eric.
He doesn't look gray.
I wouldn't have said his hair was gray.
I think the reason that he doesn't look gray...
he wears a hat all the time?
Is that... Sure. No, it looks good on him. Like, his skin tone...
It
like,
just looks
really,
sandy.
It really works with his complexion, which I tell him and I don't know if he believes me.
It's like,
but like
blonde. I just think of him as like a dark blonde.
Yeah. Picture George Clooney without gray hair and you're like, no. Like, right. It doesn't work. Like, yeah. Not saying that he wouldn't do well with no gray hair. Like, sure. But it's not like, oh, he's gray. You just look like, oh, there's a man.
I bet if we saw an old picture of him with like no gray, that we'd be like, that looks weird. Like,
we're talking pretty old.
So he's basically
picture.
George Clooney. Like, congrats on being the, what's her name? Amalia. Is that her name?
Yeah, I'm a very accomplished lawyer.
I appreciate your service.
One thing about me, I'm going to have twins. No big deal.
So it's his dad. So how does he know that, like, your my son...
It's a small town.
It's a small town. Yeah.
Did he know that the whole time?
No.
No.
No, no idea. They just bonded and then he went, oh my God. I'm sorry, it's your
and
book.
Then he realized, no, I love this. This no, is like a joint it. Presentation. I love it.
I love it. No, I need it because I didn't...
So... How did he know that her, like, what?
Just because she said his name.
Oh, like, Cole. Where are you, Cole?
Yeah. Is that, yeah. And so he was just like, Cole? Is your boyfriend's name Cole Lawson? She was like, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So it is a very small town. Like, everybody knows everybody. Like, when he finds out what her last name is, he knows who her dad is.
Ooh.
You know
Does
what I mean?
Cole fuck her dad?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
At the trailer park.
That's why she and her ex broke up.
Yeah.
Because her dad keeps doing this.
Yeah. He slept with her ex-boyfriend too.
It's a pattern.
Yeah, like, that's why he slapped her around, because he's like, you're not as good as your fucking dad.
Oh my God.
You got two liars here now.
Does he know that his son sucks? Obviously, he's never met this girl that he's been dating.
Oh, I'll get into that. Okay. They definitely... Well, obviously, he had him when he was 19.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I'm just so happy. Together.
I'm just having a good time.
he had him when he was 19 and the mom sucks.
Mm.
He tried to take her to court for custody. And of course he lost because they're like, they're better off with their mom, I guess, is what they always kind of decide.
Mm.
So they don't really, he doesn't really talk about his dad. So she didn't even know what his dad's name was.
Also, Cole sucks. He's not the best communicator, it's sounding like.
Right. Like, yes. He's like, let's go to your place. I don't want to go to my place. Yeah.
He's
like,
we should read the synopsis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, we have to guess pages.
Yes. Guess pages.
Oh, okay. God. Okay.
Sorry. I really threw myself through a loop because I really wanted to get that
the
out.
The reveal.
Yes. Because the synopsis just gives it all the way.
Right.
Yeah. So Jordan is the main character's name.
Okay.
Oh, and Pike is the dad's name.
That is honestly harder to get over than the age gap.
Pike.
Yeah.
Pike. What nickname can you even... Pie?
She calls him Mr. Larson.
Okay, that's good. That's
or
a great
Lawson.
Nick.
Larson?
Oh, my.
Mr. Lawson.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. He took me in when I had nowhere else to go. He doesn't use me, hurt me, or forget about me. He listens to me, protects me, and sees me. I can feel his eyes on me. I can feel his eyes on me over the breakfast table, and my heart pumps so hard when I hear him pull into the driveway after work. I have to stop this, and it can't happen. My sister once told me there's no good men, and if you find one, he's probably unavailable.
He's available.
Only Pike Lawson isn't unavailable. I am.
Oh.
And okay, this is from Pike. I took Pike's her place. In. Ew, what is that? Is that like a bar?
Starbucks.
Oh.
The Pike Place roast or whatever.
Oh my God.
Oh my
Pike
God.
Because
it's a fish.
A Pike is a fish, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's because the original Starbucks was at the fish market in Seattle.
Yeah. I took her in because I thought it was helping. As the days go by, though, it's becoming anything but easy. I have to stop my mind from drifting to her and stop holding my breath every time I bump into her in the house. I can't touch her, and I shouldn't want to, but we're not free to give in to this. She's 19, and I'm 38, and her boyfriend's father. Ooh. Unfortunately, they just moved into my house.
Oh, yes.
Barbara.
That is the quietest we've ever been for a synopsis.
Yeah.
Just horn riveted.
Just
you and I are just
ooh.
Just inking away.
I know. I kept waiting for interruptions, and then I looked up and I lost my place.
We're just
riveted.
And then what?
He doesn't forget her, and he protects her, and he's oh my God.
I think as you like, we got all of our questions out of the way in the like,
yeah,
in the intro that it was just like we were able to fucking listen.
Mm-hmm.
When they're leaving the movies, when he finds out that he's the dad, he's like, do you need a ride? And she's like, where? And he was like, well, probably to the police station, because his phone rings and it's Cole. And he's like, that's the only reason why Cole would be calling me right now is if he needed me to bail him out of jail.
Oh, shit. Great.
Turns out Cole was throwing a birthday party for Jordan that she couldn't even fucking attend because she was at work.
This guy's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
Cole. He ended up having, like, I don't know, got into a fight with somebody and the cops got called. The landlord saw their apartment super trash and evicted them.
So they've been living together already.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay. So now it sets up. They're going to move in with one big happy family.
Yeah, they are.
A little too happy.
So he offers to let them stay at the house if they help with like chores around the house, yard work.
I bet she's really good at that.
Do they get an allowance?
Oh my God.
Definitely somebody's getting put
they
in time out.
They have a little chore chart, you know?
With the stars.
Yeah. No one tell you again. Okay.
Yeah. He's okay. Like, don't make me punish you.
And then obviously Cole will have to help with like some construction stuff.
Right. Like you're gonna come to some jobs with me.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'll cook dinner for y'all.
I'll get some jobs for you.
Yeah. Ooh, some blow jobs.
There you go. There it is. I serve
and
it up.
Hand jobs.
Sure, yeah. The chore wheel.
Set, we're back. Spike. Okay, so how many pages is it?
349.
A little beefy. I'm going to go, I'm going to go early on. I'm going to go 69.
I don't remember, but I'm just going to go 235 because I feel like once you realize, like, that's literally my son's girlfriend, you got to get some plot out of the way before you're like, you know.
Right.
Jobs on the tour wheel, you know what I'm saying? Oh my God. 235, I don't know why.
272.
What the fuck? Yeah. No, like, no grinding, no kissing, no nothing need, before that? Nothing.
There's a little...
Or is it just tension?
There's definitely some solo scenes.
Oh, like jerking off to each other?
Yeah.
What I remember from this book was that if you're going to do a taboo topic and you're going to have a guy who's 38 who is at one point or another pursuing a 19-year-old, he can't do it immediately. Like, the dad can't immediately be like, I'm going to fuck my son's girlfriend. Like, you need to, like... Oh, no, we can't.
They have to build it up to where you want it.
You have to really, like, be... The reader needs to be, like, thirsty for it.
Yeah. And they try not to read into it too much. And they're like, obviously, it's off... definitely off limits now. Like, it was off limits when I had a boyfriend, but now it's off limits now that you're my boyfriend's
whole other
dad.
Layer.
Yeah.
So they're just in denial.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, but you just met somebody. So it's like, how deep could it be?
Oh.
Pretty deep.
Pretty deep. Yeah.
So
pretty deep.
Especially again, you spend more time together and you live together.
They're finding each other in every lifetime.
Well,
hello.
She's already like hesitant about moving in. She's obviously like, I can go stay with my sister or my dad, but she really doesn't want to. But like I said, Cole and his dad don't.
Cole's a limp dick little bitch.
Motherfucker.
He doesn't really, he's not really around a lot. And I think it's because he's trying to keep his distance from his dad. And this is the first time like they've really like hung around each other.
He doesn't even know his dad, really.
Yeah.
Good. Get out.
Bye.
You're literally in the way.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She's
you're the
be...
one thing that's stopping us right now.
Cock blocking.
Not to spoil, but all of our books, they end up together, right? She's going to be a stepmom. That's fucking hilarious.
Yes.
That is hilarious.
I love it. She's going to be like, open up your Christmas stocking.
Oh my God.
Was Santa good to you? No.
Oh my God. So... So she doesn't want to be there, but she's obviously going to suck it up.
And yeah, she is. Yeah, she is going to suck it up.
But so she plans on doing like cooking and cleaning and all that kind of stuff. It's summertime, so she only has one class, but she's working
at the bar. She has to do it naked
because
there's like no AC.
Like, so she can't wear anything.
So she has to do it naked because it's summertime and it's hot.
Cole, it's summer. Your dad wasn't looking.
Like, hello, I'm going to do this in my bikini.
Oh my God.
And so, I was like, stop fucking ruining it.
Her sister comes over to like see, like scope out like what's going on. And obviously she thinks like, oh, you're living with like your boyfriend's like dad. And she thinks he's like some beer belly. Like,
that's what
pervert.
I would picture.
She's picturing like a father, not
not a daddy.
A daddy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And literally she's like, holy shit.
Yeah. She's like, what?
What have you just locked yourself into? Yeah. Like, yeah, totally.
She's like, yeah, his name's Pike.
Oh.
Mr. Lawson to you.
Yes, that's Mr.
Ma'am.
Lawson.
Ooh. Ma'am.
I ain't.
Do it. Do we know what she looks like? Do we?
Oh, they don't really say.
She looks like anyone you want.
She looks like whoever you want to be.
I feel like, they don't really say. I don't know, but I picture her with brown hair.
Yeah.
Brown eyes.
Who do you want, Emily? What nonsense are you picturing?
I'm so into this that, like, I can't. It's just like, I'm picturing, like,
a good girl.
All America. You know who's good for this is Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, yeah.
What
is with you?
Because she is, like, innocent, but, like, also, like, a little vixen.
Yeah.
I want Florence Pugh because she's young, but she doesn't seem like, oh, you're so young. But she just seems older than, she's not 19, but, like.
They both have those, like, kind of voluptuous.
She's independent and mouthy. She's a brat.
Okay, I'll do Florence Pugh.
Yeah.
She also can be cast with Zendaya and everything. So, great. Mr. Lawson is Zendaya. Florence Pugh is Jordan or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Cole is irrelevant. Okay.
Cole is Glenn Powell.
Sure. Okay, there we go.
That works. Okay, where was I?
I don't know.
I pictured Cole as like...
it doesn't matter.
Don't care.
I pictured Cole as... I don't know if I've sent you those TikToks of those two guys where they're like... They did like a God, this is so fucking, I don't know. I'm already going down the path.
We're here.
They do these things of where they're like guy icks of where those two guys are little fuckboys of where they kind of
accents, right?
The fuckboys, yeah.
No, they don't have accents. I mean, maybe like an LA accent.
Oh.
But like that's what I'm picturing because I just pictured them as like fuckboys.
Just like fuckboy idiots from TikTok.
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect. Yes. That's cool. Yep.
Because they also do the acting out that stuff of like, what, babe? I was throwing you a party. Ooh,
yeah, like, don't be mad at me.
Yeah.
God.
They'll be in the aesthetic video.
You'll see.
You'll see.
So,
Sister comes in. Sister twirls in off a stripper pole.
Skates in on her.
Just clomping in her heels.
Is the sister significantly older? Is she like 20? Is she like
She's a couple 38? Years older. She's definitely more age appropriate for... Pike for sure, Mr. Lawson.
I don't remember. Does she try to?
No, she doesn't. Right. I think Jordan kind of has like a idea that maybe she should hook him up with her sister.
Jordan, see, that's a 19-year-old. Don't put yourself first, girl.
She's like,
that's your soulmate.
You guys met another life. You don't remember.
But yeah.
Okay, so sister's out for it. She tries to set them up, but that's not going to happen. She's like, look, I got customers I got to deal with.
When we get to his POV, he obviously is shocked that Jordan is Cole's girlfriend.
Mm.
He kind of not thinks that his son is a piece of shit, but he definitely is like,
this girl's actually really cool. Why is she dating him?
Kind of. And I think it's just because he's such a little twit.
He doesn't want to see her get hurt.
Maybe he'll get some life on his shoulders and he'll like be something not so shitty, but him as a 19-year-old, like, That's not someone you want to be with.
It's funny because he's always giving Cole a pass for being so young.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny that the same doesn't apply for Jordan.
Yeah.
And she kind of brings that up.
Good.
So obviously he's like, she's 19, off limits. She's Cole's girlfriend, off limits.
But come live with me and let's share a shower.
But he's, oh my God.
Okay, what kind of house does he live in? Yes, it does.
What?
So, But he definitely is happy that she's around.
In the shower?
No.
You're not breezing right past that one. Is there a shower scene?
No. There is.
Well, he knows when she's taking a shower, so he's like, ooh, she's naked in there.
Do they hear each other?
No.
Jerking off in the shower.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'll tell you. Not now.
Oh, my God.
She's teasing. She's edging us.
He's renovating the house.
Yeah.
And there is a part where he has to demo their bathroom. And so everybody has to use the master shower.
So
she's in there with, like, his...
Loofah?
Yes.
I love it.
She uses his loofah.
On the outside.
Say, you can speak up. She what?
Uses his loofah.
Okay. What does she use it for?
Where does she use it?
Down there.
Down there? Yeah. I hope she didn't put soap on.
But she's young. Her pH can handle it.
She'll bounce back tomorrow.
There's no soap. I think it was just like, I don't know.
She just wanted to feel him.
Yeah.
She wanted to feel his dead skin cells.
She wanted to feel the slightly moldy.
Yeah. Ugh.
Okay. Okay.
Are we ruining it?
Oh, we're acting as if we've never done that.
I'm just kidding. I mean, I would definitely.
We will
like,
continue oh acting.
I'm the one with the loofah.
I think that was definitely one of the ones where I'm like, but I don't think that she like used it. I think it was just more like
just feeling it. You know, something that touched him. Like if you're just, I mean, if you're so horned up for someone like that. I could see, and you're 19.
And I think you're just wanting friction from something other than your own.
Does she use it to masturbate?
Like I said,
that's what we've been talking about. Come?
I know that she like, went down there, but I don't know like if she like goes to completion or is it just like I just want to.
No, she comes, but I don't think she uses it to come. I think it's just like she's like rubbing it out, and then she uses she grabs the loofah, just wanting some sort of like friction.
Yeah,
I feel like if I were Penelope Douglas.
Okay.
I would write that she is doing her own thing and just grabs the loofah that still, like, smells like his body wash and she just, like, smells it or something. Yeah. Or, like, rubs it on her. Like, I don't know. But not, like, let's put some friction down. They're like, damn. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's, I'll say less.
I'm off. I'm still in.
I'm still in.
She's still here. Okay, so that is way in the future of the book.
Right, that's when it's getting, like, fever pitch. So, yeah. Like, they're gonna...
Yeah, so let's rewind a little bit.
All right.
this is funny, too. He gets a booty call from his fucking baby's mom. I guess it's not baby's mom.
Cole's mom.
Yeah, she literally calls, and he's getting up to go to the construction site at, like, 5:30 a.m., and she's like, come over.
When was the last time they hooked up?
Yeah, is this a regular thing?
Well, apparently, does not sleep around.
Yeah.
And he's only really hooked up with her a couple of like blue moons.
His mom's going to paint whatever story makes her look good.
Yeah. So, you know, it's construction, so it's raining. And he's like, obviously they're not going to do any construction, but he's worried about the site getting flooded.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked Jordan to go wake up Cole to come help. But Jordan ends up going.
Because Cole sucks.
And then he roll around in cement together?
Basically.
Mm. What?
So she helps him, like, take a bunch of sandbags to the site and, like, I don't know. And, of course, they get wet. Yeah.
Soaking wet. She's probably not even wearing a bra, is she?
No, she is.
But it's like,
she's just wearing an apron.
Still see-through. Yeah.
But, of course, this is just more insight to why Cole sucks.
Right. Yeah. She's able to be like, yeah, let's go do this.
Yeah. And then he also, like, says stuff about her outfits and stuff.
Like, that's a little too revealing.
Yeah, like, you're not going out wearing that kind of thing.
I love it.
And she...
I'm on my way out. I'm not out, but I'm on my way.
I'm down for the, like, oh, we quit it. I'll wear whatever I want.
Yeah. Does he have corrective behavior if I say stop it? And he's like, okay, I'll stop.
Yeah, like, he doesn't really... He can't really, like, ground her.
No, and...
But he's just more like, you're gonna wear that out?
He can put her on timeout.
Basically, and she gives him shit about that. She's like, you're acting like an alpha. Like, how old are you that
like
you
you're got not my dad?
This mentality.
Yeah,
I'm a grown up.
Good
you
for
know,
her.
She gives him a lot of shit, and she does that. Yes, daddy. When he does talk to her like that a couple of times, as like a joke, like, oh, or what are you gonna do? Ground me? Like,
and
you
his
can't
brain short circuits.
Right, and he's like, just like maybe grab her wrist a little harder, just like a little bit.
Just
like
a little bit.
You don't talk to me like that. Just, and she goes, okay.
You say that, you say it to me in the bedroom. I'm going to be quiet. Yeah. Vanessa, please continue.
We'll continue.
So, obviously.
We're just inking over here.
Yeah. Jordan's doing a good job keeping the house clean.
Of course.
Doing the chores, making food and
all
that.
Making muffins.
Mm-hmm. But Cole is never around.
Oh, no.
He's always at work. He's always with his friends. And even on the nights when Jordan doesn't have to work, she's always, like, home alone.
And is he out with another girl?
He's just out. Like,
he's being a fuckboy.
Yeah. Of course, Jordan's doing the fucking yard work. And he thinks it's Cole, and he looks out the window, and it's Jordan. And she's literally, like, blasting music and singing and, like, air guitar and just being, like, a total dork.
Yeah.
And, of course, she's dressed, like, short shorts and, like...
It's summer.
Of course. A little crop top or something. Yard work.
Of course. Yeah. She's wearing Daisy Dukes.
He's about to go out there and tell her to stop because... Mm-hmm.
That's Cole's job.
Yeah. And he notices that his fucking neighbor is out on the balcony watching her.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of mowing the lawn, she goes, oh, I forgot to tell you, Mr. Larson, has a pool.
I love it.
I was like,
a man after
is there,
my heart.
Is there a pool? Okay, yeah. It's coming back to me. Okay,
she jumps in the pool to like cool off, and she's just wearing her clothes. So obviously, and then the neighbor is really getting a look. He runs out there and tells her to go inside.
Whoa.
And like, you're not, first of all, you're not mowing the lawn because that's Cole's job.
Right.
And second of all, my neighbor is watching you and you shouldn't be out here dressed like that. Mm. And she's like, what the fuck?
Your neighbor shouldn't be a fucking
Exactly. That's she's like,
I'm in
really...
your backyard.
Exactly. I'm in the backyard. Like, I'm not even doing anything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just wet.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, I was so sweaty.
I just inked in the pool.
Like, yeah, like,
what? Not a big deal.
This like ring of like brown dirt all around her. She's all dirty from doing yard work.
This is when he's like, you're not doing the yard work anymore. It's only going to be me or Cole from now on.
Which makes sense of in the sense of like, he needs some fucking responsibilities.
Yes.
Like,
and it obviously got convoluted with... the neighbor watching.
Well, obviously. It's like shows there's like a creepy neighbor.
But that's when she says, yes, daddy, as he's like walking in the house.
Just stomping in all like wet, like sloshing.
But I did write down a quote.
Ooh.
As he's like walking in the house, he's like, I blink long and hard, my hand tingling with an urge to give someone a spanking for the first time in my life.
I don't hate it.
I love
I'm
it.
I'm not mad about it.
I love it.
It's a trope. It's a book. Nobody reads into
it. I love it.
So Cole and Jordan, it's like the first time you think they're going to have sex on, in the book. And it's like the first time they've been like alone. And he's like, basically, she just got out of the shower. And so he's like trying to fuck. And she's like, no.
The way you said that, I was like, what, are you trying to fuck?
Well, he's being all, like, sexy.
Yeah, he's like, ooh, baby, yeah.
And then, but, like, where
like that. That's like,
yeah, boy.
That's, ooh, baby, yeah, you trying baby. To fuck?
That's probably, that's it.
Basically.
But.
Oh, no.
And, of course, she's like, I miss him, and she kisses him, but then she's like, where have you been? You know what I mean? Like, I've been.
She's like, I've been horned up for your dad this whole time. Like,
yeah, you should come hang out in the pool.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'm sorry, I'm not good enough. And he's like, why can't you just be my girlfriend for fucking like 4 seconds so we can just basically get it on? It's very yucky.
Sex doesn't start right when sex is starting.
Yeah.
Sex starts well before.
Yeah. So she's not into it.
Yeah.
And they're like pretty loud, and he basically storms out. Pike hears them fighting,
just jerking off, just
grabbing his loofah.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
So she's like, I should go, and of course, he's like, don't go. Yeah,
no,
they make up, her and Cole, they're fine. Mm. He's supposed to pick her up from work the next night, and his car shows up. But her ex-boyfriend is in the car.
With Cole?
What?
No. He was like, Cole's wasted. And so he sent somebody to pick you up. But and he's wasted too. So I offered. And so immediately she's like, what the fuck? As soon as she sees him, she like bolts. She goes back into the bar and just locks herself up. She's like.
That guy was abusive, right?
Yeah. Okay. She's like scared to like leave the bar.
Where he's like, just come with me. I'll take care of you.
Absolutely fucking not.
Yeah. And so she sleeps at the bar on the pool table. But when Pike wakes up in the morning and he sees Cole but not Jordan, and he knows that she didn't sleep there and that they weren't together, he immediately thinks that Jordan is lying. He thinks that
she
went home with the guy that picked her up.
Oh
cute. Cute. Yeah.
And so he goes down to her job and is like,
the fuck?
You fucking lied. I'm not going to have somebody who cheats on my
son.
Can
we go back to Pike is doing this. And Cole is still hungover.
Cole doesn't even fucking care.
Cole is hungover.
He's like, I don't know where she is. He does not even fucking care.
Yeah, he's like, I gave the other guy my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know that Jake was the one who went. He doesn't know any of this stuff.
Oh, he's so cool. So Pike goes and yells at her.
Pike goes and yells at her, and he's basically like, you're not going to cheat on my son with anyone but me.
Yeah, right. Like, I am first in line. Hello. Nobody.
I fucking had dibs. Like, did I not say? Like, I wanted to see Poltergeist.
I told only.
I told neighbor no. I told my coworkers no.
I've been trying to
you no.
Get all these guys out of line, and you're just ignoring it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she storms off, and her boss overhears the conversation. She's like, you want to know something about your fucking son?
Oh.
Like, she's covering for him because he sucks, and she doesn't want you to know how much he sucks.
Because she doesn't want to fuck up the relationship that you two are trying to build.
I picture the owner from Coyote Ugly.
It is 100% Coyote Ugly. It's nothing but chicks. Oh,
is
chicks.
That the type of bar that it is?
Oh. Yeah. It's nothing but women. You have to appear single. Oh. They have like event nights.
I don't know. It's like a Coyote Ugly type
there
situation.
There is one more situation.
Yeah. Okay. I love a situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
She goes and stays with her sister. Obviously, she's pissed at Cole. She's pissed at Pike for accusing her. So she just like doesn't even want to see them. But she has to go pick up her stuff. And when she gets back, he's like put in like a garden for her in the backyard. He spent 2 days putting together all this stuff. He got her all these seeds so she can grow stuff. He really just wants her to stay. He's like, you've made my house a home.
I'll plant my seed in you. Like,
he feels so bad.
I buried your ex under the garden bed.
And I'm going to kill my son also.
Yeah, that's the compost that actually helps to grow a lot.
There you go. Circle of life.
Yeah, hello.
He's even like, you guys can have people over. Like, you guys should have a party. You guys should have a pool party. Yeah. So that's exactly what they do. They throw a big party.
Great. Cole has a lot of friends he could invite that fucking suck.
Yeah, basically. Uh-oh. But Pike does something really sweet.
Okay.
So he has his friends over for poker, and she's like, hey, Cole wants to know who the cake is for in the refrigerator. And he was like, oh, I got you a cake at the bakery.
For your pool party?
Well, you didn't get one for your birthday.
Pike.
And I just thought it was so pretty, and I knew you were having a party. I thought you guys would like it.
Pike.
And it's literally like the prettiest, girliest pink rose cake.
So this guy is telling you, stop doing chores, and I just brought you a cake. And oh my God.
I love it.
He also gives her a box of cassette tapes that were...
she loves the 80s.
Because he doesn't know what CDs are.
Yeah. Well, they were his grandpa, or they were his dad's. He drives his dad's truck, and he had all these old cassette tapes.
Oh,
and she
has a cassette player.
And she was like obsessing over them. She was like, I can't believe you have these cassette tapes. And he was like,
these
I don't know.
Artifacts.
Even. Yeah.
So that's something they have in common. They both really love dads.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So sweet.
Daddy issues.
Did he ever use his dad's loofah?
Oh, maybe.
Yes.
It was his dad's loofah. It's passed down.
Yeah.
Here are these cassettes.
Throw it away.
Loofah.
Yeah. So. This is where the loofah scene happens,
okay.
And she gets pretty worked up because he's out doing yard work, but her sister shows up, and she's like, oh, if you don't like him, then you won't mind me...
I very much mind.
...flirting with him.
No, I mind very much.
And then that's like a good test for her to be like, wait, I want to fuck him.
Yes, 100%. Uh-huh. And I think it kind of turned something on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
So does
he kind of like... push her off a little bit?
Yeah, he's not... Well, no, he doesn't push her off. She's not really, like...
She's, yeah.
...laying on thick. She's just, like... They're
she's
just laughing.
Swinging around the pool.
Yeah.
He just stops it. Face shoves her into the pool.
Yeah.
Goes,
kills her.
I got some cake to eat.
Okay. Yeah.
So, one more irrational act from Pike.
Okay.
They're having their event at the bar, and she's wearing lingerie to work.
Okay.
And one of Pike's guys calls and is like, you need to get down here.
Because you're going to want to see this.
Yeah. And of course, he's like, you're embarrassing my son being out here dressed like that. And she was like, your son was just here and he did not give a fuck.
Yeah.
And he was like, she was like, he doesn't care. So I don't see what the big deal is. And he slips out that he cares.
Oh, he's like, but I care. She's like, what?
Oh, no.
So
why do you care? Why?
How'd she feel about that?
She liked it.
Yeah,
she for did. Sure.
Yeah, she did. She wants to be taken care of.
Yeah. So speaking of being taken care of, he knows that she doesn't have a car and he's there with his friends. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, I'll leave you my truck and you can drive home and I'll just hitch a ride with my friends.
Thinking eight steps ahead and saying, I already took care of that problem. That's a consistent problem.
Oh, actually, it's handled here. He was going to stay all night and offer to drive her, but his friend says, I'll take you. Let her have your truck.
Okay.
And they have a conversation in the car and he's like, dude, what are you doing?
His friend is a friend going, what the fuck?
Hey, it's a little obvious.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, what are you talking about? He was like, it's like you two have your own language. She's totally your type.
The
you
language guys, love.
Yes.
There's a vibe. There's a connection.
And so,
the cosmos.
He's definitely like thrown off because somebody else is noticing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that definitely clicks something for him, too.
Okay.
So Jordan gets off work early.
Yeah.
She comes home. She's in the kitchen. She looks out the window. And Cole is fucking some bitch in the pool.
In the pool?
Ooh.
Where's the dad?
He's in bed.
He didn't
in the pool.
Notice? Or did he assume that it was him?
He gets up at 5:30.
Look, okay. And so he's hearing his kid.
He first doesn't all,
he was planning on waiting at the bar until she got off.
But then his friend was like, hey, you're a little bit in love with your son's girlfriend. He was like, I need to have a sleep.
Well, he didn't think she was coming home until 2, and apparently either did Cole.
Exactly. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, Cole sucks. And, like, who was the girl?
Some bitch.
Sister.
Her name was Elena.
PH ain't gonna come back.
That's what I was thinking.
That.
Yeah.
We're always very concerned about the PH.
It's a valid concern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does she do? Does she go out and set
Pike
them on fire?
Well, Pike comes downstairs and he's like, oh, hey, you just got home? Like, what
are
you doing?
Pike happens to run and walk in as she's like, face
yeah, and he's like, what? And she's crying and he's like, what is wrong? And he looks out the window and he basically like grabs her. And he's like, don't look at that. And he runs outside.
Like as if it's like a body in the pool. Like blood.
Avert your eyes.
Yeah. Okay.
He runs outside and is
slams
like.
Slams his head against drowns the edge of the pool. Down, drowns him. Tells the girl, get out of here.
Pulls her out by her hair. Yeah. Keeps him under with his foot. Yeah.
Fills it in with cement the next day.
Yes.
Yep. Shoves his loofah down his throat until he can't breathe.
Oh, I love it.
Mm. Yeah. The end.
Nuh-uh. What are the good people going to read?
No.
Okay, so
he's like, everybody's awake.
Oh, shit. So he's still going to cover for him.
Yeah. Jordan comes outside. She's like, I don't give a fuck. And she's like, what is up? How long has this been going on? And he says, since your birthday.
Since you've met your soulmate.
Happy birthday. Wow.
Of course. Well, shit.
I did forget about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we got to get Cole out of the way.
Yeah.
So where does he go? Does he like get out of here? She's
no,
staying?
He's like, I'm going to go.
I'm going to my mom's house. I guess I'll never exist again.
He's going to the girl's house.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And he's like, I want Jordan to stay here. I feel bad. I got us evicted from the apartment. I don't want her to be uprooted. She's trying to save money. Like, she can stay here. I'll go to, her name's Elena. I'll go to Elena's house.
The one contribution he ever made was, you can have my dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, the greatest gift of all.
You got it, friend.
She's like, I'm leaving. She's like, I don't care what you say.
He's
like, I'm gonna go to my dad's house. Yeah. He takes her to her dad's house. And I don't know why, but he walks her inside. And, like, nobody in her family gives a fuck. They're like, why is this man here with you? But he's, like, helping her take her stuff inside. And it's just like a shithole.
Yeah.
Her dad's asleep. He's wasted. There's a bunch of kids on the porch. She has a stepbrother.
It's just gross.
Yeah.
It's just a mess.
And he literally picks her shit up and just walks right back out of the house.
Yeah, he does.
He just
takes
care of it.
And she's
goes,
like,
nope, that's not what you're doing.
No, he doesn't even say that. He just goes in there and throws her shit in the car and gets in the car. And if she wants her stuff, she should get in. And she's like, what are you
situation
doing?
And goes, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's like, I'm not going to let you. He even says something like, nobody cares about you there. And she's like, nobody cares about me
anywhere
or at your house. Like, who cares about me at your house?
The neighbor.
The loofah.
They
fuck in the truck.
Yeah. She stays, but they kind of fall into like routine.
Roommate routine?
Yeah. Not roommate routine, but like, domestic, they're alone. Like they're going to Home Depot to like buy stuff.
You gotta give a grieving period for Cole and the lost potential that he will never fulfill. And then you gotta climb into bed with his father.
Yeah. Why not?
Not for revenge, for love.
Yeah. I think they're both like, we need to move on or maybe get this out of our system.
Hell yeah.
And so, but they don't think about doing it with each other.
They're just like, I'm just going to jerk off next to them.
No, they need somebody else.
Yeah.
They go to like a block party and...
This is a common thing I'm noticing in these books is that whenever it's like the enemies to lovers or forbidden love type thing that they're like, I need to be with someone else. And then they're with someone else. And then
I feel like it's kind of like the test.
Yeah.
If I can be with somebody, if I can be with somebody else and I don't think about them, or maybe especially on a
rebound. Maybe I'm just horny.
Especially like on a rebound situation.
Yeah.
You're like, maybe it's just physicality and this person is close. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's it.
They don't want to be thinking about this person. So they're going to try to have somebody else take their attention and it never works because you're a soulmate.
Yeah. So
I love it.
She doesn't really go that far. She just like goes out with some friends to a party. But when she gets all skeeved out and she like doesn't want to be there. And so she ends up getting a ride home and he's there with like the town slut in the basement playing pool.
What's her name?
Jolene.
April.
Oh. April.
Yeah. April.
Okay. Big Ape. She's like, hey, April.
Yeah. And so.
Hey, Jordan. That's her smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Jordan throws a fit, of course, starts stomping around the house, blasting music. And he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But nothing ends up happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's throwing a fit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is where we read.
So
he's Ape, like, why are you mad? And she's
Big
like.
Big Ape leaves.
Yeah. Big Ape is aping away.
She's flicking a cig and like, all right, bye.
Swinging on out of there.
And then he's like, what's your fucking problem?
Basically. Like,
why are you
Yeah. Why are you throwing like a fit?
Why are you throwing a tantrum?
Yeah.
You know why.
Birthday girl.
Does he sing her happy birthday? Please say no.
No. He doesn't.
Good. I think that might be the most unsexy thing you could do.
It's too long.
I understand the Marilyn Monroe thing, but that is not. That was weird.
One that was actually, and she drew it out, and it was still weird.
Yeah, the whole thing was weird.
It's probably the most sexy way you could do happy birthday.
And even that was still like, girl, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, because then even still, you're like, happy birthday.
She's definitely, like, goading him, too. Basically saying, like, I wake up so wet for you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And
did your loofah feel different?
Yeah. Basically, like, if you don't do it, somebody else is. Mm-hmm. Like, shoot your shot. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm here. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
I'm a big girl. I can take it.
Oh, my God. She's just filling in the scene the longer.
Yeah. So this is where we're reading. He's pretty upset because she says something like, I'm going to go upstairs with my vibrator that's got bigger balls than you or something like that. Oh, my God.
So this is from Pike's point of view.
Yeah. Blue.
Pike POV.
Oh, God. Okay.
Chapter 18. God damn her.
God damn her.
God damn it. I'm not stopping. Fuck it. I can't. She just keeps pushing and pushing, hitting all my buttons. Everything she knew would bring me to this, and I wanted her to. In the back of my mind, I always knew I couldn't not have her. I grab her ass in my hands and drop us down to her bed. She unlocks her legs and straddles me, our lips never breaking contact. I love her more hot and sweet, and she teases me with that tongue, flicking and brushing in ways that drive me insane. I hated feeling like that. She pants.
Oh, my God.
Like what? I run my hands all over her, gripping and squeezing as she breathes over my mouth and grinds on me, making me painfully hard. Jealous? she says.
I am.
It takes me a moment to remember we were fighting about April being here. Slipping my hand up her shirt, I take her breast in my palm, and she lets out a little gasp. Oh, if this were Montana, she would have already come.
She would have said, yeehaw.
She would have been like, woo, get the condom. I groan at finally having her in my hand. I know, I say. When you left the party with that little shit tonight, I was so pissed. I bit her bottom lip between kisses. Like I was fucking 17 again. 2 years older than her.
Come on, man.
20 years for him. And someone else was taking what was mine. My cock swells. And God, I can't stop touching her. She's so goddamn beautiful. Her smooth skin and must hair. The little triangle of red fabric between her legs where I can already see she wasn't lying about being turned on. She's wet. And I'm fucking starved to taste her.
You look so grossed out.
I was picturing the little that little thong that's from Skims that is like barely
so tiny.
Not so tiny. And like Chloe was like, look, I ain't gonna put that on. Another man to do my job better? Bullshit. I brush the hair out of her face and she grinds on me. And we hold each other's eyes. Hers say everything I'm feeling. And we're both falling. Damn it.
You're so dramatic.
Oh, it's just like, wind. You know, they're just surfing the cosmos, you know. They're meant to be together. This lifetime, they finally connected.
Oh, I know.
What do you see? What do you see in me, girl? I ask.
Mm-mm. What?
What do you see in me, comma, girl?
Like, what do you see in me, girl? Like,
you're but the way I'm reading it as like man. Boy and girl. Yeah.
Yeah,
like, what do you see in me, girl?
You're a 38-year-old man. Don't call anyone girl.
Say baby. Say,
yeah.
You know, what do you see? Like,
baby girl wouldn't even be as much of a problem because you have to lean into it, but just calling her girl. It just girl, also yeah. seems like, bring me that dish, girl. Like, it's, yeah. I don't know. I'm not.
What do you see, or even out. Just kind of if he's like, what do you see in me, girl? I'd be like,
hey, girl. What? Like, hey, it's girl. Just a little thing. Like, I don't know.
Girl? I ask, shaking my head. I couldn't keep a 19-year-old woman happy when I was 19.
So she is a woman, not a girl. Okay.
She's not a girl. Not yet a woman. Does she think I can do it now? You have no idea, do you? She cups my face, kissing me. When we first met and we watched that movie together at the theater, I felt so guilty. She kisses me again. Because when you mentioned the poltergeist showing, it's like face and hands. Like when you mentioned poltergeist.
When you talked to me about that video game.
That flooded my basement. Showing, I was tempted because I wanted to see you again. Meanwhile, her dickhead's fucking someone at that same time.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, why would I see a movie with this other person? She confesses, there was something there even then. I sink into her mouth, kissing her long and deep as I wrap an arm around her body and press her into me. Curling my fingers around the silk at her hip, I feel an urge to bury myself inside of her right now. But no, to her, I'll end up being a fling, but I'm going to make damn sure it's the best one she ever has. So he's still kind of a little boundary.
Yeah. He thinks like that this. She's gonna leave.
Yeah.
No, she's not. I kiss her neck, sucking and nibbling all the way up to her chin and running my thumbs over her hard little nipples.
Dink.
Dink. Pike, she pleads. Please tell me you have condoms. Safe sex? I nod, coming back to her mouth in my room. More than one, right? I smile.
Yeah.
Yup.
Yeah. Shucks. Well, go get him. I wrap my arms around her and stand up, taking her with me. I have a better idea. Oh, he carries her upstairs. I like that.
He's in construction.
He carries lumber. She locks her ankles behind my back, and I carry her out of her room and out of her room and down the hall to mine. We need a bigger bed. She doesn't stop kissing me the whole time, and I almost close my eyes with the pleasure because I don't think I've ever felt this damn good. She's going to spoil me so much that no one else will ever do again. We enter my room, and I kick the door shut behind us. The dog outside. Ah!
He doesn't have a dog.
Lowering her to the bed. But when I pull away from her and rise, she protests, no. I back up towards the door, watching her. finally having her on my bed, and I feel like I just won the fucking lottery. Reaching behind me, I lock the door and stare at her, the moonlight streaming through the window, lighting her up. She's sitting on her knees, bent, and her hands planted behind her, propping herself up. Her lips are swollen from the kissing, and I'm already imagining her naked between my sheets. Is she just in her panties and a shirt?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, she has her shirt on still.
Dump him out.
Dump him out.
God, you're so sweet. Oh, he says, God, you're so sweet. I say under my breath. A coy smile plays on her lips. I'm really not. I arch a brow at her challenge. So what do you like then? What do you do? Such a little shit. Crossing back over to the bed, I leaned.
I liked it better when he called her a little shit than I did when he yeah. called her a girl.
Like, calling her a little shit, I'm like, I know, right? But like, what do you like about me, girl? I'm like, ugh.
What do you like, girl?
Girl? Like, it's just like, what do you like, girl? I'm like, no.
Tonator?
Yeah, no. Crossing back over to the bed, I lean down over her and fist her panties in my hand.
Fist her.
You said you wanted me to eat something, I remind her. What do you want my mouth on? She drops her eyes, staring at my lips. She swallows and caresses her inner thigh, moving her hand toward the V. We haven't had referred to call to the V yet.
The V. P in the V.
The P in the V. The M on the V.
Well, that's what the kids are saying, so he's trying to stay, right?
Yeah, she's like, what up? He's got that riz. Anyway.
No one says vagina anymore, Pike.
Everyone says the V, duh.
God.
Down here. And what's down there? I play with her, saying, I don't like that. I play with her, staying just out of reach every time she moves in for a kiss. Oh. I use your adult words, Jordan. What do you want me to kiss? Ooh, that's a little too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, that's a little bit like, ooh, here comes the airplane. Use your adult words.
Fuck you. How about that?
Yeah, be like, fuck me.
Bye. Yeah. That's a word. You like that one?
Mm-mm. She stammers, turned on, and dying for it. My. She comes in.
This is like you and me when we can't say the words and you're like, you can do it. Say cock. Oh my God. See, I don't like that.
But it's like, come on, say please. My, she comes in from my mouth again and I pull away, making her bare her teeth a quiet little growl. My, yes, my cunt, she whispers. My eyebrows shoot up. I'm surprised. I wasn't expecting that word, actually, but okay. You want me to kiss? Oh, wait. I want you to kiss and suck on it. She breathes out, begging, make me come. And I squeeze my eyes shut for a moment, my dick fighting against my jeans for room to grow. Ugh, fuck. Anything you want. His dick's like, let me out. Let me out. Tightening my hand around her panties, I yank and rip them off. The fabric tears clean away, and I Hulk Hogan. The fabric tears clean away, and I throw them across the room as she sucks in a breath. And then I throw my own shirt off and dive down, taking her pretty pussy in my mouth. Pike, she whimpers, clutching my head to her body and falling back on the bed. Jesus, I'm fucking high. I've waited for this for so long, and I finally have her leg spread on my bed, body begging for me. I suck on her clit first, stretching it to my mouth, and then going back in again and again, making her squirm and desperate to come.
desperate to come.
And just how I did it when I was 17. I lick her up and down, swirling my tongue around over her nub. Oh, her nub. And getting drunk on her scent and taste. After a minute, I lose control, though. And I'm kissing and nibbling her everywhere. I curve my arm under her thigh and grip it for support as I feed off her, doing it as much for me as for her. Her back arches off the bed when I flick her with my tongue and she moans. I keep doing that until she's panting so fast I know she's ready to come apart. Palming one of her breasts, I keep my head buried between her legs until I feel her stomach start to shake and she sucks in a deep breath and freezes as the orgasm takes hold. You know, never did that. Cole.
Never.
Mm-mm. This is what happens. Ugh, I'm gonna gross myself. When daddy's not around to teach us. Like, no, I don't mean it. I don't mean it, but I went into it. But then I was like, oh, wait, but that's gross. But like
we're here.
Like, you know, like here we are. And, you know,
wow, it really sucks for Elena.
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy fucking in the pool, Elena. It's not fun.
Good luck getting your vagina back on track.
Yeah, good luck. He had just shocked the pool or something, too. He's like, no.
Oh, my God.
Jordan, I whisper against her skin. I don't know why I say her name, but I think I'm fucking afraid. She's not really here, and this is all a dream. Her fingers thread through my hair, and I come up, hovering over her, brushing the stray lock off her forehead. I stare down into her, taking in her flushed cheeks and bright eyes, her little shirt that had ridden up, exposing her beautiful breasts and pert nipples. Pert? Mm-hmm. Like pert plus. I dip down, taking one in my that's what she used on Lufa.
Sure.
I dip down, taking one in my mouth, sucking and dragging it out just like her clit. She whimpers, her hands coming back to wrap around the back of my neck. I switch to the other one, trailing one hand down her body and trying to take in as much of her as I can. I know everything we're doing is wrong, and I don't know how I'm going to explain this to anyone, but right here, right now, I don't want to be anywhere else. I wish I could die as happy as I am right now. In here, in the dead of the night, in this dark room, behind a closed door, we don't need to explain anything to anyone. For just this moment, it's ours. I climb off the bed. How much longer?
I know. I was going to say, we could stop. I mean, they fuck.
There's so much more, Vanessa.
Oh, my God.
But
I was going to say, you're just, like, reading it. Like, you're, like, yeah. In.
Well, but, like, also... This is how much more she had.
You didn't leave anything out. You did not highlight any of
She's
it.
She's like, it's she fucking good. Cheesing. It's good. I mean, she comes a bunch, but like.
She comes two more times.
But he also as like, he really describes, like, she's here in my room 500 more times.
Oh my God, is this real?
Okay, we don't have to read anymore.
But I got the gist.
Yeah.
And he got a taste.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And she came.
Yeah.
And.
Now they're in love.
Now they're in... So after that, do they just keep fucking? They're like, let's just do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He definitely freaks out, of course.
What a man.
Pulls away a little. She gets upset. Mm-hmm.
Because he thinks that she doesn't like him. Just...
Or that she should be with someone her own age. She has so much life to live.
How are you going to make something real with a 19-year-old who has fucked your son?
Yeah.
You'll work it out. Couples can overcome anything.
Yeah.
Your son sucks. You're not even around him.
Yeah, Cole ends up finding out, of course.
Right, does he flip out?
Yeah, he gets real upset.
Yeah, he doesn't mind.
Yeah, he's like, I'm with Elena.
Hell yeah, high five.
Yeah.
I think she's upset that he wasn't willing to tell him, and then he finds out, and so it's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just telling him, like, adults.
Yeah, but how do you tell them? And well, all, but were they, like, serious? Like, this is happening. Like, we're going to be together.
I think so. Yeah.
And then they meeting. Find out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he finds out, or?
Yeah. He finds out not from them.
Like, she ain't sleeping in that guest room anymore. She's sleeping in daddy's bed.
Yeah.
And they're not sleeping.
No, they're not.
So, Cole ends up leaving. He joins the Navy.
Good for him. I mean, he could use some structure.
And she takes off for the rest of the summer to a friend's house out of town.
And leaves Pike?
Yeah.
Girl. You're going to miss me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go live your life.
You asked for it. Let's see how you like you it. Know oh, you didn't like it? Maybe you shouldn't ask for it.
Yeah. You know when you're 38 and you can't live your life anymore. And
they shouldn't make decisions.
Yeah. Of course, he comes looking for her.
Oh. Look how much time we could have fucking saved.
Okay. They end up together.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
What do the good people at Goodreads think? Because I know that I'm in.
There are some words...
I remember reading it and being like, I'm cheesing.
Yeah. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
You know, I've never read The Taboo. Okay, so I was asking Emily. I was trying to throw her off because I wasn't sure. I mean, obviously I didn't want to give away the book, but I was how would you feel about dating your step uncle who was never in your life?
Right.
And then you just met him when you were older and an adult.
Huh.
Like he was married to your aunt.
I'm trying to...
No, he was your dad's stepbrother.
Oh,
but they
right.
didn't know each other. They weren't close.
Right.
Very big difference in age, obviously. This is all by marriage, not blood.
Weirdly, I'm less into that than I am into...
Yeah.
I don't know what that says, but something about it being in the same family tree... Even though it's not,
is yeah.
I understand that we're not worried about the genetics of it, but something about that family reunion makes me go.
There's no family reunion. Don't worry about it. I guess. Everybody's dead, too.
Yeah, I'm overthinking it. You're right.
What about step cousin?
What state are we in?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's more weird.
Because there's a book like that.
I'm sure there is. This is the only taboo, like, age gap I've done. I've read
this
as well.
This is me as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Emily, also.
Same.
So, same. I think...
What are the ratings?
3.95. This came out in 2018.
Oh, okay.
It's very fucking popular on TikTok. It's insane. Yeah. And a lot of her books are. She's got a lot of books.
I feel like she has the books that get you talking.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Couldn't hold my attention. No chemistry between anyone. And so very boring. Definitely skimmed the last half of the book.
That's
way too
fuck.
Long. Yeah. I think, just based on what other people were saying about like taboo, like age gap kind of situations, is that there was no like.
I feel like the kiss should have been earlier on, at least. Yeah. Like when Cole is still there. Or like,
yeah, like it took him cheating on her.
Right.
To move on to the dad.
Like but the like, line should have been crossed a little earlier on.
He was already like not around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do love a slow burn. I don't mind it if it's well done. When it feels like I don't care what they're doing, but like when I'm like, oh, she's mowing the lawn and he's mad and I'm still in, I'm like, this is nice.
No, I was in.
Yeah.
Like, I was never out.
I remember enjoying the journey. And I think just like knowing where you're going to end up.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, they're going to be together.
I love when the tension is like really dragged out. So I'm less, but people get real bored.
Sarah said, oh my God, this was so bad. The way Book Talk and Instagram overhyped this book, I thought it was going to be something good and hot. I ended up listening to some lame ass stories, slow burn tension, which is not even good slow burn because the two main characters have no chemistry. I mean, none. It was like eating stale bread.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. For the record, just because there's an age gap, people doesn't make it immediately hot. You have to actually write the characters having chemistry. Don't rely on the trope to carry the book.
Oh, well, I mean, the trope wasn't even really there, honestly, that much. Like, it was more of his, like, taking care of her, acts of service. Like, when you read the synopsis, I thought they were fucking with Colt in the house.
Yeah.
And, like, that they were having to hide this, like, affair.
Maybe somebody going in for, like, a taboo age gap.
Yeah.
It's his... father wanted it to be much more like, oh, that's naughty.
Like he's an old man.
That, so
For some reason I gave this 2 stars and I thought that was too generous. Let me fix that.
Oh my God. There's administrative error.
There's no way you can convince me that a 19-year-old is the right fit for a 38-year-old guy. No matter what you've been through, you're still in your maturing age.
Yeah.
As I said before, this book seems like it's a string of poor decisions that you make when you're just horny. These two were absolutely not made for each other. Can't count the number of fits Jordan had throughout the day. And the worst part of it is that I can't blame her. Maybe it's something that I would expect for her because she's fucking 19. But then she's like talking about how Pike has tantrums the whole entire book also.
What was the line about she's still in her maturing age or something like that?
You're still in your maturing age?
Okay, I'm still in my maturing age, first of all.
Yeah, it's like, where do you draw that line?
Why did you read this book?
Yeah, if you knew.
Yeah. The synopsis tells you what you're getting.
Yeah.
You're like, you'll never convince me.
It was the 20-year-old and a 60-year-old. Or a 20-year-old and a 50-year-old is even more of a... Like, I don't know, I know that's only 1 year difference, but they're like 21 to... 45 is like, that's more of the age gap that I think of is like,
not when you're a literal teen. Teen is in the name.
Like the teen, I'm not into that, into the teen trope at all.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
But I'm into an age gap.
Yeah. I don't know. If you're like, oh, you'll never convince me. All right, then good try with this book, I guess. Like,
that's effort for trying
to be convinced.
Yeah.
But sure. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think it also just depends. Like, I think saying that they have zero chemistry is...
There was a lot of chemistry.
Yeah.
There was a lot of chemistry.
And I had chemistry with him.
Yeah, you did.
And I think sometimes... I mean, I don't want to say age is just a number, but...
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Emily will say it.
Yeah.
Emily will say it.
Yeah.
But I think in certain circumstances, I could see how... people could feel like a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like if it's a book.
Yeah,
and it's I'm okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah,
I like that. I'm so excited that I knew the reveal.
I know,
and then I got to be in on the secret.
It really was like the UFC thing of where it's like, what? Yeah. That'll be in the aesthetic video as well, you know. You know, you always keep finding different ways to surprise us.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, this is my first year in Smut. And yeah. So I've literally been sampling everything.
I love it.
And so when I'm thinking about doing a book, I go through my TBR and I'm like, what have we not done? Mm-hmm. And then what do I think I can get away with on this show? Because I feel like there's some things that...
I love riding your coattails through this journey.
Yes.
I know that you have been holding back some of your strongest players.
Yes.
And it makes me
scared.
Like, I'm going to have to wear the gorilla glasses so that no one can see where my eyes are.
Yeah.
Yes, we can't see you going like, I really like that, you know. Well, if you liked it, let us know. At Clutch My Pearls Pod, everywhere on the internet. By the time this comes out, we might have our bonus episode out on Patreon already. Mm-hmm. So if you are a book boyfriend, you have enjoyed
our bonus episode.
Is it out already? We haven't recorded it.
I feel like yes, but there's no way to know.
Should we tell them what it is?
No.
Oh, okay. Surprise. Tune in, you know.
Fun, we'll definitely, you know. We'll post a clip on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, like, if you're teaser. Listening to this video right now, you don't know. And it could be, it probably is out. Because
vibes
I don't know how
alone,
works.
I feel like it is. But again, there's no way.
There's no way to know. Yeah.
Not with our phones and recording. Not with everything. Right now.
We can't look at a calendar. Mm-hmm. But, you know, go to patreon.com/crushmypearlspod and you can get a bonus episode each week. You can get this episode a day early if you're just like, oh, I wish I'd heard that on Monday instead of Tuesday. like and subscribe. Leave us a review. Tell your friends. Tell your book clubs. Tell your boyfriend's dad about this.
Tell your boyfriend's dad about this.
Tell him, be like, oh my God, I got the best show for you to listen to. You know, my boyfriend sucks, but like his daddy's great. And yeah.
If you know any 38-year-old men, ask them if they would date a 19-year-old. And if they say yes or no, be like, does it change if it's your son's ex-girlfriend?
Right, right.
Just like see how the men in your life are doing.
And then the 38-year-old is like, my kid's three, you know.
Listen, I don't know. Apparently the men in your family have weird things with age.
But yeah, let us know. Leave a comment, leave a review, everything. If you have a recommendation for us, you can email us at clutchmypearlspod@gmail.com. And if you're on Patreon, I'll see you Monday. For everyone else, see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Daddy.
Lord.
Daddy.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.